The Roots of Covert Control Using the Majors. I'm going to give you a little intro on this. But before I do that, I want to help you out a little bit with the course. If you have not listened to the alpha part of this course, go ahead and do that. I feel like that is it's almost a prep work for the three majors. And you'll see the three majors, which ends with the no cleaver, which is inducing trance, are almost prep work to inducing a trance and then actually bending and persuading your subject. So you could essentially say the order of these four effects, including becoming the alpha, would be using the alpha technique, then the Iron Man pattern, then the Black Mirror operation, then the no cleaver technique, which is actually dropping someone into trance and changing their mind. Now, with that said, please understand each of these, the three majors, the alpha functions, even the Black Ops Truth extractor, all of these things are totally usable on their own. And even more than that, they are totally, if you never knew any other technique except one of these, you would know more than 99% of the population out there. More than that, 99.99% of the population. And you would have such a devastatingly powerful technique, you would use it every day of your life. But combining these, I'm going to show you how you can use them separately and also use these techniques together to have even more of a devastating, you know, impact on your subject. Remember, guys, I have a PDF for you. The PDF is the Roots of Covert Control PDF. That is a guide that you can use with or without this audio. If you want to follow it, just have something to look at while you're listening. It'll actually go by step. I'm using this guide. I wrote this guide out to do this CD. So it does follow the CD. Also, if you were just don't have access to any audio equipment, if you don't have access to a CD player, then feel free to have this on the side so you can have it with you at work anytime you just want to brush up and go over some of the ideas that we do in this course. That's why I've included these PDFs, so you can have access to the material really at all times. So to give you a little background on these three major techniques, what we call the majors, these are the majors for a couple reasons, really. First, they were the first ones developed. Now, these techniques were developed when Black Ops was really invented. And it's kind of funny, as you already know, Black Ops is actually four different persuasive techniques put together. Of course, you have hypnosis and NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which is very similar to hypnosis in a lot of ways. Then you have social engineering, which was used by the hacking scene in the early 90s. And then you have seduction, which might seem out of place in these other ones, which were overtly persuasion driven, especially the social engineering part of hacking. But seduction, if you think about it, is really as deep involved in persuasion as any of the others, possibly more than any of the others, because that is deeply involved. The roots are deeply set in persuading someone to do what you want. And those guys had some great ideas, but I've said this before, I really feel Black Ops is an equal part, all four of those things. So when the originators were getting together and coming up with ideas, they came up with these three major steps, and these were the first three major things that were developed and used and practiced. And so because of that, we usually start off our people and teach people these three effects first. What still stands as amazing is that these three first effects are still the most powerful that are in the Black Ops artillery. So once you learn these three effects, you will be able to convincingly and immediately and very quickly change people's minds right before your eyes. So being that they were the originals, the first we usually teach people, and the most effective of the bunch, they have been labeled the majors for years and years, and they truly are the roots of covert control. Not only are these very effective and the first developed, and the first we usually teach, but we call them prep with intention. The reason is they prepare your target for intention to do whatever you want to do, okay? To persuade them, to hypnotize them with a no cleaver. They are definitely excellent preparation mechanisms. All right, we call this technology, because it is really a form of technology. These different things that have been made up by the Black Ops community, by the underground secret societies, is technology really technology within your own brain. And we do a lot of comparisons to computers and humans simply because the brain is a human computer. But that's more for the advanced section of the course, which make sure you check out once you go through all this. There's some really absolutely killer ideas. But anyway, so we have prep with intention. So that means not only is it just for prep work, but you can use, as I've said, all of these individually and on their own. A black mirror stands perfectly on its own, as well as a no cleaver or an Iron Man pattern. You'll find yourself, once you master these techniques, using them in different situations, in different times, when you feel like you need them. And a couple more things about these. One, surprisingly, they're easy to use. Okay? And even more surprisingly is how effective they are. Now, let me say one thing about Black Ops before I really start getting into some of the meat. And I'm going to actually go through these in order and explain that in a second. But one thing about Black Ops that's so important. You have to remember through all of this course, and it's tough because you're getting so much new information. You're getting spoon-fed just tons and tons of information. But you have to remember what Black Ops is all about. Black Ops is essentially knowing more about social dynamics and your social interaction with another human being or a group of human beings than anyone else on the planet. Black Ops is knowing that when you sit down with your boss to get a raise, that you have planned out every interaction you're going to have. You are prepared. Black Ops is about extra preparation through using techniques, through getting your target ready, through making yourself run on autopilot so you can think about every branch and direction you can take the conversation. Once again, this sounds complicated, but I'm going to break it down so simply for you. I'm going to break it down step by step. I've got you paperwork to look over. I have audio CDs for you to listen to. And once you figure out, it's so well organized, once you just go through the steps of the patterns, once you just follow the directions, there's absolutely nothing to it. So what, again, are the three majors? I'm going to say in order, okay? That's a little confusing because I've already told you you can use these in any order you want or together, two of them at a time, one and the other, none, you know, however you want to do it, you can do it. There really is no order, but there is an effective way, a combo of sorts, to use these in the most effective way. So once you learn all these techniques, you will be able to pull them out. This is your arsenal. You'll be able to pull them out and use them when you need them. All right? If you were going into a situation completely naked, then I would recommend this would be the best order. And after you understand the philosophy and understand how each of these work, then you'll see what I'm saying. Remember, we have the Iron Man pattern, which is instant confidence. And even more than that, it's instant alpha male. Then we have the Black Mirror operation, which is making people magically like you immediately on contact. Then we have the no cleaver technique, which is dropping someone into a trance without them knowing through a normal conversation. As you can see, they all complement each other. But there might be times when you won't need an Iron Man pattern because you're already fully confident and in control of that situation. There might be times when the person likes you so you don't need a Black Mirror. There might be times when you just want to carry on a conversation with a lady perchance and not hypnotize them so you wouldn't need a no cleaver. If you want to go for the full shebang, so to speak, then you can do all three in a row. If not, then no problem and you can just pick out which ones you need. That's what's so great about Black Ops. It's truly just a universal tool that is so exponentially usable in different ways. And since I gave you a quick synopsis of each, one thing to remember is they all have totally separate intentions. Remember, guys, these are preps with intentions, but all of their intentions are completely different. Explaining these techniques, I'm going to go ahead and do it in order. I'm going to start off with the Iron Man pattern. Remember, this is to gain instant confidence, become the alpha. Now, this is not going to bypass the whole alpha CD. Obviously, and if you've already gone through the Alpha CD, which you should have, you will understand that is very important to take those slow steps to build proof and to show people that you are the one in control. Have you ever noticed that guy that walks into a room and completely takes control of it? And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Someone walks into a club, the office room, you know, where you work, it doesn't matter. And is, right when he walks in, he has this glow and aura about him, just something about him that is totally the guy in control. He has the alpha syndrome, right? That's what Iron Man is about, is having, exuding, and showing that type of confidence whenever you need it, okay? If you don't want to be like that all the time, you don't have to. But there's some situations, especially when you're wanting to come in and pounce the subject and persuade, control, and hypnotize to do what you want, that's going to be very, very helpful if you were, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, the one in control. So that's the basis and the premises of the Iron Man pattern and how to use it in your social situations. So I don't know what type of person you are. You might be the type who is a very confident person, might always be in control. And I'm going to tell you what, I bet you, if you are that type, you probably don't care too much about what people think about you. And that might be because, A, you are just confident in yourself and you think if they don't think good of you, then you really don't care because you're confident enough in yourself to know that you are the shit. It might be, B, you're indifferent. You've had enough people in your life think something about you that you've just decided to screw everybody. I mean, it could be a multitude of answers. But usually, a person with this type of edge that is totally has a natural Iron Man, we say, is someone who really doesn't care what people think about it. Now, there is obviously a version of this, which is the person that doesn't think much of themselves. And that is an odd version, someone that doesn't care what people think about because they don't care anything about themselves, and it's more of a negative light. They're not going to possess the Iron Man pattern naturally. That is a different type of instance. So now who can the Iron Man pattern help? First of all, 99.9% of the population. Even if you're the type of person that doesn't get too nervous, doesn't have social anxiety and that kind of thing, most likely there's going to be certain situations that you're going to feel threatened. Usually that's if you are in a situation where you are not the alpha, if you have this personality type. Or who knows, maybe it's an ex-girlfriend. You know, when you get around her, you feel funny. Whatever. Usually there's going to be that situation. So most everyone has a use for the Iron Man pattern, regardless of their confidence level, their social status, or any of these type of things. Usually someone's going to have a use for it. And here's some things that the Iron Man pattern will conquer using Black Ops techniques, which is kind of cool. Because most things, this is very different from hypnotizing yourself, okay? This is not hypnotizing yourself, doing self-hypnosis, and telling yourself, you know, when we come out of trance, we're going to magically think a lot of ourselves. This is getting to the root of the problem, fixing it, and using Black Ops to call upon it, okay? Not black magic, people. There's nothing magical about this. All, remember, all this is changing the dynamics of our social situations, interactions, and being because we're thinking more than other people. Well, more than other people, excuse me. This has nothing to do with magic or creepy stuff. This is being twice as smart as anyone out there on the planet. Here's where this will help you. If you have stage fright, if when you get put on the spot, if you're at an office meeting and someone says, you know, hey, Taylor, stand up real quick and give me your synopsis of this. And you get nervous. If this is something that I used to have an issue with. If I was in an argument, argument's a tough word, a discussion with someone, and they're kind of picking on you and you were picking on them, kind of having a back and forth, throwing snide remarks at each other, I used to always get stuck at that. I used to always walk away from any kind of tense situation and think, damn it, I wish I would have said this. Damn it, I wish I would have said that. That's what the Iron Man pattern does. When you invoke this on yourself, you'll find yourself always thinking ahead of the game, thinking ahead even of the guy who always comes back and embarrasses you because he's got the funny saying, the, you know, whatnot to make you look like an idiot. The Iron Man can help you never look like an idiot. And just normal social anxiety. I mean, that's such a common thing that is not talked about a lot. And guys, this is not a self-help course. Honestly, this is not my forte on wanting to tell you how to make yourself feel better. I really don't care about that kind of stuff. I'm a seeker of knowledge. I want to find out how to persuade and how to move people to do what I want them to do. Okay? That's what I'm here to teach you. But if you can have your brain in the right place and be able to think quicker than them because you're over all of the negative BS that goes on in regular social environments. If you can get past that, then it's going to be a lot easier to talk to people and instantly change their minds. Got to start on the in and go out. All right, so how are we going to make the Iron Man? Now you kind of know what it can do, what it is. What in the heck are we going to do? How the hell are we going to do this, okay? First of all, the Iron Man is really a form of advanced split personality controls called versions, okay? You've never heard of versions because that's something specific to Black Ops. And Black Ops Monthly, which if you don't know, that is my monthly course where I mail out a CD to a limited number of people. It's invite only. And that's at blackopsmonthly.com. I do host invites through that page about once every 3 weeks, depending if we have some people forced to leave or whatnot. But anyway, I will talk a lot about versions and strings and things you'll hear about here. I really focus more on the advanced parts of those in that course. But versions are, like I said, something that is just for Black Ops, you know, just like the Black Mirror technique and No Cleaver and all this stuff. But what's so cool about versions is actually split personalities. It's making different personalities for yourself for different social situations. All right. Now, in the Iron Man pattern, you would have a version of yourself that was totally confident and totally prepared for any situation with zero anxiety. I'm going to show you how to make that version. It's not like this is where it's different from hypnosis, okay? I'm not telling you, okay, for your Iron Man pattern, just instantly tell yourself you're going to feel good and you'll feel good. No, we're going to get to the root of the problem quickly and change the way that you think about social interaction in, for the rest of your life, I guarantee it. But real quick on versions, because like I said, I reserve that more for the Black Ops Monthly, so I just want to kind of do a quick throw out there so you can have an idea. A version would be, a split personality version would be if you needed to get your girlfriend back because she left you, then what you would want to do is set up a version of yourself to get your girlfriend back, okay? So you would have a version, if let's say she always thought you were too lazy, sat around, watched TV all the time, kind of a slob. This version would be an outgoing guy who likes to go rock climbing, hiking, getting out the house, wakes up at 7 in the morning, you know, sometimes even works late because he's so focused and ambitious. And I'm going to tell you something for the guys listening. I know we have a lot of ladies and gentlemen listening to this course. One thing a woman usually looks for is ambition. It's even more if you don't make, you know, $400,000 a year. That's not as important as if you being an ambitious person. So always hold on to that. But anyway, so you would have an ambitious version of yourself. And you could use that in so many different angles, too. And you would have a version of yourself for work, a version of yourself to hang out with your friends, a version of yourself to hang out with your family. If you can cut these personalities, and split personality, obviously, I don't want you guys running around like psychos, you know, changing your personality traits and changing your inner being. I'm just, that's a term to use to try to explain this, to get it through people's heads, that you have different versions of yourself that you have actually labeled. Like the Iron Man pattern would be the version for you to be totally confident and never scared in any situation and totally on top of that social dynamic. Then the version 2.3 might be the one to get your girlfriend back. Version 2.5 might be the one to get this job you're applying for. And then you actually socially figure out what you need to do. Write down on a list, have that version written out, and have exactly what you need to do, what that version needs to be like to get what you want done. And if you do that, you'll be really surprised. It ends up working dramatic, huge changes in your life because everybody wants something different. And if you can literally call upon and change yourself and know what you're changing yourself into, because it's tough just to say, look, I'm going to go apply for this job. So today, I'm going to just kind of be the guy who gets a job. Doesn't freaking work, people. You have to literally write it down, study it, and change yourself and know what you're changing yourself into. So anyway, that didn't want to get off the course of the Iron Man pattern, but since it is a version, that was important for you to understand, and that's a really an important part of Black Ops. All right, so how are we going to prepare this Iron Man version? Like I said, this isn't some hokey crap where you're going to put yourself in a trance and say, I'm going to be confident, and you're going to be confident. And not to be negative on that, there's some very good applications for that. To me, this is 20,000 times more effective. Okay? Like I said, I call this advanced preparation magnitude. Okay? It's advanced preparation for your version magnitude because it is so much stronger than the average ways people would tell you to gain confidence to be an alpha and to have instant no fear when you're walking into any situation. I'll give you a couple ways of doing this, but first let me give you a synopsis of why it works. Now, this is going to be tough for you, okay? And remember, just because it's tough doesn't mean you should run away scared. If it's tough, that means it's going to work. You have two ways of doing this, of doing the advanced preparation magnitude. You have the hard way, which gives you dramatic results. You have the medium way, which I don't recommend. It's easier to do. Therefore, the results are not quite as powerful. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you a couple hard versions and explain how this works. If you totally humiliate yourself, if you totally put yourself in a position of total embarrassment, and you'll find yourself quickly gaining confidence, okay? I'm going to have one step, which is going to be to humiliate yourself. The other one's not quite as bad. And but both of these, if you do them both, you will have an instant Ironman pattern to call in at any time using the versions, okay? Now, the hard versions that you will have a hard time probably doing. The I'm stupid sign. Walk around with a poster board, cut in half, strings attached so it fits over your head. I'm sure you've seen it before. So you have a huge poster board on the front of you and one on the back that says, I'm a complete fool. I am stupid. Now, I don't recommend if you live in a smaller town to do this in your small town. Obviously, it'll ruin your reputation. Not a good idea. Go up to the nearest big city. And I'm serious, guys. A lot of people have done this. A ton of people. I've done this. And there's a reason for doing this. When you walk around completely humiliated with a sign that says, you know, I look like an idiot, you're going to have people laughing at you, gawking at you. You're going to be beet red, you're going to be totally embarrassed. One key to this, no sunglasses. Let them see your eyes, okay? No sunglasses. Another hard version of this, underwear outside. Kind of tough for ladies, more for the men. If you wear boxers, whatever, put them on the outside of your jeans, tuck your shirt in, and walk around, okay? The reason we're doing this, guys, is when you are totally humiliated, when you look like a total idiot and have everyone gawk at you, that is your ammo. When you need to go into your Ironman pattern, if you're about to go talk to your boss about a raise, whatever you're about to do, when you say, okay, I'm getting out of version 2.3, which was work, which had these goals. Now I'm getting into my Ironman pattern, which has these goals, and you've already set the goals up, the confidence, that kind of stuff. If you get nervous, you think back, and you think, my God, I walked in the middle of a freaking street with a sign that said I was an idiot. I got gawked at, laughed at, pointed at. I can handle freaking anything. Bring it. It's a confidence bringer. It's amazing transition to the point of total embarrassment to total ease of mind. Because once you have been to hell, purgatory doesn't look that damn bad. Once you have seen the very bottom of the barrel, if you're an inch above, it's not that bad. So you are setting up that pattern. You are setting up that version with a physical humiliation of yourself. Like I said, that's a hard version. The medium version of that would be do something like go to a thrift store, buy some crazy pants, you know, buy a crazy shirt, wear it, you know, put some pink dye in your hair that goes out after a day and walk around, you know, pretty much like a lot of society does anyway. Sure, you'll get some looks and that kind of stuff, but it won't be as effective. I do not recommend that. But some people who can't quite stomach the seriousness and doing the hard version of this will do that. And don't let me confuse you by saying the hard and medium version. That has nothing to do with, I should have chosen a better word for that. That has nothing to do with the versions like the Ironman pattern, the work version, that kind of thing. I just meant, you know, a medium or hard idea of this. Now, the other thing, which is not quite as hardcore, is the talk to method. What you would do with this is simply go, once again, another town if it makes you more comfortable, is go to a large department store, a mall, a shopping center. Go to one of these places and make it a goal to talk to at least 100 people and carry on a conversation, okay? You don't have to do it necessarily in one day. If it takes you 5 trips, do 20 a time, that's fine. But walking up to complete strangers and talking to them totally breaks down the barrier. So that, with doing the humiliation tactic, will totally set you up and prepare you for a pattern. And the reason that we came up, like for a work pattern, it's just more deciding what your goals are. You know, for even getting the girlfriend back pattern, it's deciding what your goals are. And when the Iron Man pattern was developed by the leaders in the Black Ops community, you know, years ago, they decided that it was more effective. This was the one thing that you needed more than just to say what you wanted to do. It was more important than that, because confidence and using, once you have an Ironman pattern, can make any other version easier. You know, I mean, once that's the one thing people could not get past, and they, you know, socially and dynamically questioned it and tried to figure it out and could not come up with a way. How can we get past this? And then once they did figure out that the total humiliation and talking to people that you don't know over and over and over was an instant confidence booster. And it was something that you could pull up at any time and call at any time. So that's the Iron Man pattern. And I'm going to refer to some of the Underground Hypnosis site where I talk about talking to the very rich bigwig during the real estate, when I was selling commercial real estate. I'm actually just doing that on the side now. But anyway, that was, using the Iron Man was crucial to that. You know, I'm walking into a guy who's worth mega millions of dollars, who has shot me down on the phone many times. I'd never met him in person. Finally got my foot in the door, which I just showed up at his office and, you know, begged a secretary. But I did an Iron Man before going in there. And so this guy, who had already been a total ass to me multiple times, you know, was in society's eyes, you know, mounds above me. And I did not walk in there with a low confidence value. I walked in there because, my God, people, I've been to the bottom of the barrel. You know, I've had thousands of people look at me and laugh. So what the hell is it to me to walk in? What does this guy have, you know? And so I went in with the Iron Man pattern, totally confident, totally did not break a sweat. And I'm going to refer to this story as I tell you more about the three majors, because I did use all three majors on him. It was one of the first times I successfully, actually it was the first time I did everything perfect to a T. And it was the first time, that's when I realized, my God, that's when I made the Underground Hypnosis site. Soon after that, I realized, my God, I'm really onto something. You know, these guys are not joking. These guys are very, very serious who invent this stuff. One more thing about the Iron Man. Perfect lead up to the Black Mirror. Because think about it. Remember, Black Mirror technique is making someone instantly like you. Instantly like you. Perfect lead up to that. You have total confidence, absolute and total confidence, and you're walking up and you're going to make someone instantly like you. A lot easier than being scared of your own shadow, trying to make someone instantly fall in love with you. Black Mirror technique. Okay. First of all, I want to let you know this is my favorite technique in all of the Black Ops techniques. And there are a lot of techniques. And even the simple ones like the lie detection with the eyes and that kind of stuff, which is really fun stuff. And it you know, some of those things that once you realize, you know, how did I get along without knowing that? You know, that's so awesome to know. But this one right here is honestly my favorite technique, just because of its effectiveness. It's quick, easy. Don't worry, there's no humiliation in any more of these techniques. That's the Iron Man's going to be the only one forcing you to do something like that. This technique is hands down just amazing. It works just too damn good. It's almost creepy. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I don't care who the subject is. If it's someone you already know, then you would obviously skip a first couple of these steps, because I'm going to tell you exactly how you walk up and make someone like you. If you already know them, then you don't have to walk up and introduce yourself. Which actually, interestingly enough, I said that you never really introduce yourself. But you don't have to walk up and break the ice because you already know the person. So, I don't care if this is a famous actor, if it was John Travolta, Jack Nicholson, if it was a famous sports player. I don't care if it was Bill Gates. I don't care who it was. I can walk up to anyone and make them instantly like me. And it's really not that hard. Now, why can I do this? Why are you about to be able to do this? Because with Black Ops, using four major persuasive techniques developed by hackers, seducers, hypnosis experts, and NLP master practitioners, putting their head together and coming up and combining all of their history and their persuasive tactics to come up with immensely strong and intense persuasion techniques. That's why all this stuff works. You have the four greatest persuasive experts in the world putting their brains together and, you know, and coming up with these amazing techniques. So, it doesn't matter who it is. The person of power, if it's Donald Trump, you can do it. There is no one out there. It doesn't matter if it's the largest alpha in the world. There is no boundary here. So I just want to make that really clear, because I've had some people email me and say, well, you know, I think these techniques are great, but I want to use it on my boss. And guys, it doesn't matter who it is. Everyone has the same insecurities. And none of these people think as much about social dynamics and social interaction as you do, as I do, as the people who invented these moves and these techniques do. That's the key here. You're outthinking people. People don't think enough. So, anyway, sorry for the rant. I just don't want you to ever put a limit to anything, because we're thinking more than them. And that's why we're winning more than them, okay? So, first of all, with the Black Mirror technique, you want to walk up to your subject and give them an approval, inducer. All right? Now, what is that? Like I said, doesn't matter how powerful this person is. Doesn't matter if it's the richest man in the world, the most powerful man in the world, the president. What you want to do is walk up to him and make him want your approval. You say, how do you do that? I'll give you a simple one, all right? You can make up your own. That's another thing. I'm going to give you guys some exact scripts, but I really rather you come up with some of your own, simply because I don't want a bunch of robots out there saying the same things over and over. That's not true Black Ops. True Black Ops is thinking on your own two feet and becoming a master at your own art, and it is an art. When you walk up, an approval inducer would be, hey, Bill Gates, you wouldn't actually even call him Bill Gates. Never call him by their name, even if you know it. Because if they don't know your name, you have no reason for knowing their name. They're no better than you. So let me start over. You walk up to the person. Hey, look, I just want to let you know. Didn't want to embarrass you. You got something on your teeth. All right? Now, you immediately walked up to him and pointed out something that was wrong with him. You know, if he has, you know, scuffed up shoes. Hey, I didn't know if you know, it looks like you ran into something bad with your shoe. Any kind of flaw you can see on them. What's good about the teeth, no one can see their teeth unless there's a mirror there. And when you walk up and say there's something on your teeth, then they don't know, and they're going to start picking. Even if they walk up to a mirror afterwards, they're going to think they already got it. So here's the thing about something like that. It's a little bit uncomfortable, but remember, Black Ops revolves around making people uncomfortable and you being comfortable with it. You're comfortable with it because you did an Iron Man pattern and you've already been through the ringer, so it's not too hard to get comfortable with a little thing like that that might be uncomfortable to some people. So, when you pull out the teeth move, or whatever move you want to use, whatever approval inducer you use to open them up, some kind of negative compliment, it compliments because you're helping him, but it's negative, then you're immediately going to get a thanks, all right? Step one, you already became the alpha in that small portion of the conversation, okay? I've used this in all kinds of ways. I'll tell you one of the funniest ones I did. And I was actually showing moves to people and showing people how to use a Black Mirror. There was a really edgy fella who was working at a bar. And I was at a hotel a really nice hotel in Florida at a bar, and I was with a couple of friends. I was explaining the Black Mirror technique, and you know, they were kind of looking at me and laughing and saying, "What? You know, I don't quite understand this." And the opener I used on this gentleman, the approval inducer I used, I noticed he had a unibrow. And he had very, very thick eyelashes. I mean, excuse me, eyebrows. And I noticed shave marks on the side. So I walked up to him. I said, "Hey, let me ask you a question. You know, what's the most effective way to shave your unibrow?" Now, you would think that would piss someone off. This is kind of a hard-edged, big guy bartender. You know, it wasn't like I walked up to someone half my size. I walked up to a large individual and asked him how he took care of his unibrow. But the way I said it was, you know, "I've had that problem myself in the past, don't anymore, and it was always such a pain. I'm just wondering how you deal with it." And he proceeded to explain to me exactly how he shaved his unibrow. Who's in control there, guys? You know, I mean, that's, you know, a pretty simple fact. And he was talking, I was wondering, because I had had issues, and you know, he thought he was helping, but really it was an approval inducer. This guy wanted me to immediately like him. Now, after you do an approval inducer, you don't want to stick around and talk about that all day long. You don't want to talk about someone having something in their teeth, having a unibrow, whatever you use, because it gets embarrassing. That's why it's an approval inducer. The only reason you set that up is to make them want your approval. "Oh, God, you kind of embarrassed me. I want you to think I'm kind of a good person, or I'm cool, or I'm not a total goofball," you know? That's where the approval inducer comes in. Next, you want, because remember, this is to get them to like you. Next, you want to give them a time constraint, all right? You want to tell them you have to go somewhere, that you won't be there but for 5 seconds. Now, there's a really good reason for this. Nobody likes the person who's going to walk up to them and try to talk to them all night. That's why this works great on any figure, including a celebrity, a political figure, whatever. Because those people especially are always thinking, "Oh, God, someone's going to come up and try to talk to me about my last movie, about some song I did all day long, tell me how they're a huge fan." And they probably hear so much of that crap that they really could care less. So that is a very, 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 very important aspect with anyone, but especially someone who has a big head, a large ego, that kind of thing. You want to use a time constraint. So you look at them after you give them the negative compliment. You look at them, you face around like you're leaving, and you say, with your back turned, "I've got to go. I've got friends to meet over here." And obviously, don't say it that slow. I'm just saying this slow so you can understand it. Say, "I've got to go. I've got friends to meet over here. But I had a quick question for you first." Now, the reason we're doing the quick question, the reason we're giving them a time constraint, the reason we're telling them, "Look, you know, I'll be back in a second," is because no one, like I said, wants to talk to some jerk all day long when they don't know anything about him. Hell, all you have done is really kind of picked on him a little bit about something. Even though you were, quote-unquote, helping him, you still kind of picked on him a little bit. So you want to give a time constraint so they're not worried about you hanging out all day long. All right, next is the crazy question, okay? The CQ. What you want to do with this person, after you've told them you're about to leave so they're not worried about you hanging out, is ask them a crazy question. Now, guys, please don't take this the wrong way. Don't ask him if purple elephants could ever have pink pigs for lunch or something that makes absolutely no sense and they look at you and walk off. A crazy question is a trivial question, okay? So that's something that most people don't know the answer to and that most people would be very interested in finding out the answer to. Here's how you apply it in this situation. "I've got a quick question for you. If you can help me out, I'm sorry. I know this seems insane, but me and a friend of mine have been arguing for 2 days back and forth. Of course, we're just cutting up, but we've been arguing like crazy about this. When a tornado is formed, is it because the hot winds are on the bottom or the hot winds are on the top? You know, because there's hot winds and cold winds to make it spin around. We've just been arguing about this forever." Now, that's just one example I came up off the top of my head really quick. You know, another one might be something more pop culture related. Like, "Do you remember that TV show Alf from the 80s? Didn't they have a dog? We've been having an argument about that forever. You know, we cannot figure it out." Or, you know, "Snakes, do they have male and female organs? I've been arguing with my buddy about this for 10 weeks, you know. Now, every once in a while, you're going to get someone just that's going to say, no, they don't. Or, yes, I don't know. Or, nah, I don't really know. I don't care. You're going to get a jerk. But remember, guys, the reason, and they would, if you walked up to someone normally and said that, you would. The reason they're not 99% of the time is going to blow you off is because of the approval inducer. One, you've already helped them out by telling them something, okay? Two, you've already made them want your approval because they have a high status in their brain, and right now they don't because you kind of dogged them out on something, though you were helping them, okay? So it's enough to get them talking a little bit about a silly question you have. Another one that's fun is, does water freeze quicker when it's hot or cold? I mean, anything you can think of, any kind of stupid trivia you have with your friends, you know, remember it and use it in this kind of situation. Use it for a Black Mirror technique. Now, here's the deal. That conversation probably is not going to run too long, right? Especially if they know the answer. If they know the answer, no matter what they say, no matter if they say, oh, I think ice freezes quicker when it's hot, or no, the tornadoes, it's definitely the hot winds that bring it to the top. Say, well, my friend, not you, because you don't have to back it up. My friend read a study that was the total opposite, and I'm agreeing with you. I thought that's what it was, too. Always agree with the guy and talk about how your friend had read a study that swore it was the opposite. Just keeps it going a little bit more. Remember, your back is still faced kind of towards him. You're kind of talking back to him because you're about to go. Here's where you start turning around and moving in. Now, we're going to use some different parts of the Black Mirror technique, and it's called the setup. And it's going to be your physical body language setup. Now, depending on where the conversation's going, you're going to have two options. You're going to have, is with a roller coaster is what we call it, and that's to build them up or break them down. Your body language matches this as well. If you were trying to make them happy and kind of build them up in the conversation, then you want to have your hands in your pocket if his hands are in his pocket. You want to have, if his hand's up behind his head, scratch your head so you don't have to hold up there the whole time. But you want to kind of match their body language. And people do this a lot of times without thinking, but sometimes they do it wrong without thinking. So it's really good to have a notice of what you're doing. Matches breathing patterns. These are all NLP mirroring techniques. Why the Black Mirror technique is different is, one, as you can see, it involves a lot more than just simple mirroring. But it's a black mirror. Sometimes you want to do the opposite. Sometimes you want to make your subject uncomfortable. Why? Because you're in control, people. If you're making them feel any type of feeling, period, you're in control. So if you were putting your hands in your pocket, then when you disagree with them, pull your hands out of your pocket, cross your arms, which is an immediate negative quantifier. You want to cross your arms and then kind of look at him and start going against it, and then mess his head up and put it in his hands. Even do slight movements with your head in a yes movement when you're really saying no to him, just very slight, or no, like do with two shakes of your head for no and then agree with him. Start head, I don't want to use horrible language in this, but start screwing with his head, okay? That's very, very, very effective. So you're probably saying, Taylor, that's all interesting, but so we asked him a crazy question, what do we do now? You know, we've ran out. That lasted for 10 minutes. You know, not even that. It lasted for 6 minutes and 32 seconds. We talked about tornadoes. Now what? Listen for key words. This is very important. Very, 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 very important. So please listen carefully. This is called strings, okay? Listen for key words that he says in his sentence. These key words will always be nouns, okay? If he says, you know, I know a lot about tornadoes because I was riding on a plane and we actually had the news on it and they actually had a spot about tornadoes. You're going to do something we call strings in the Black Ops community. You're going to wrap a string around the most important word in that sentence, which in this one would be airplane, and I'll explain why. Now, you're saying, how do I wrap a string around an airplane that's not there? This is a little trick called mnemonics. What you're going to do is literally visualize an airplane and you having to throw a string, do it quickly, obviously, because you're in conversation, and grab it on the other side and tie it in the middle, put it off to the side, put it in the top left of your vision field, okay? Boom, that's where my airplane with the string around it goes. Mnemonics is you're going to be using different senses, visual senses. You're going to be attracting nouns and important words and wrapping a string around it and actually sensing it up here and visually see it, okay? Now, that sounds a little difficult. Don't worry. It's natural. Once you actually vision something, it ends up being hard to forget. You'll probably remember it 4 weeks later, okay? Now, when he keeps talking, put another string around something he says, you know. God, the eggs were awful. They were awful on that plane ride. Anyway, so you tied around eggs. You have two strings sitting in your vision field that you have imagined tying a string around. Now, when the conversation gets dry, when it starts getting off tornadoes, you have what we call backup strings, all right? What's so cool about this is after about a 10-minute period, you will find yourself having about 7 to 13 strings. Guys, when you have that kind of knowledge, when you know what this guy is interested in, you know he doesn't like eggs, you know he flies on airplanes, you start pulling those strings when the conversation gets boring. You pull up string, go, airplane, cool, where were you flying to? Always ask questions. Questions, questions, questions. And comment on the questions. Don't be a drone. Don't be a robot. But ask a lot of questions. Have him talking because you'll find out what he likes. All right? Anything he likes, you like. Black mirror technique. You guys are best freaking friends. Can't effing believe it. Oh, I love planes. I fly all the time, actually, because I work in a field where I have to go take soil tests from places all over the United States. Oh, wow, you're into soil testing. That's really weird. You like your job, and you already put something around soil testing. Find out what he likes. Do you like this? Oh, cool. Do you like riding airplanes? I'm an airplane enthusiast, actually. I collect model airplanes. You know what? I do, too. You know, or I have a cousin that does. I can always look forward to going over there to check it out. You want to make him think that you and him have so much in common. It is absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. And on top of that, you're talking about things he's interested in because you're only tying strings around things that he likes or dislikes. The more you open up with a human being, the more they start voicing things they like more and more. So what you're doing is you're slowly edging towards his passion, all right? Once you hit his passion, and I'm going to get to this in the no cleaver, then it's all freaking over, okay? So you're tying strings, and you're totally having a conversation just by pulling strings of things that he likes that you're picking out of conversations, all right? The cool thing about this, guys, and think about this because this is really weird. The guy is having a conversation with himself. Reason number 512, this is the black mirror technique, all right? He is having a freaking conversation by his damn self. All you're doing is picking words out of his sentences. You're using zero thought process, picking words out of his sentences, tying strings around him, asking him questions about it. You know what? People are so self-absorbed. People are so ego-driven. The guy's probably having the best conversation of his damn life. That's what makes it so interesting. With using zero thought process, without having to think of a damn thing on your own, you are giving someone the ride of their life. They're meeting someone who has the exact same interest as them. They're talking about things they love to talk about. The more they're opening up, they're giving you better options to tie strings around. And what's awesome, once you do this a little bit, people, it takes no thought process. Think about it. Think about it. If all you had to do is just kind of sit there, wait for a noun. When it runs by, tie a string, pull the string. You know, sit there and have about 10 of them set up and just wham, 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 wham. Pull it and you can talk about anything. You have 10 things this guy's interested in. Using mnemonics, you have them sectioned off visually. So, and that sounds complicated. It's not. Just for literally think, okay, I'm tying it around an airplane. Bam, I'm putting it right here. Done. I mean, how long did that take? Less than a second and a half? And once you do that, once you have 10, 15 strings set up, this is where it gets fun. This is where Black Ops comes in. Remember, what is Black Ops? Thinking 20 times more about the social dynamics, the situation you're in, the social, and social dynamics just means the social situation, than your subject. So he is not only having to think enough for him to talk, but he is feeding you. He's talking for two. He's talking in a mirror. While he's doing that, you're not thinking, you're pulling strings, asking questions, throwing in random comments. Once you get this down, guys, you don't have to think, so you have a free mind. What do you do with a free mind? You think about how you want to persuade him. Obviously, you have to have an idea of what you want to do with this gentleman before you walk up and start using these tactics. It's not like you're just going to walk up and then say, all right, I think I want him to give me $100, you know? You have to have the idea set up before. And what I'm going to go over and show you how to do this with, and once I explain a little bit about the no cleaver, I'm going to show you from beginning to end how you would do the Iron Man, Black Mirror, no cleaver on your boss to get a raise. That's a fun one that people like to talk about because everyone wants a damn raise. Everybody wants more money for doing absolutely nothing but talking someone into it, right? So I'm going to go step by step on how to do that and show you how effective the Black Mirror is. Now, with the boss situation, just so you know, I won't be going over all the approval inducers and that kind of stuff, just because you're already going to know your boss, all right? If you don't have a good relationship with your boss, then what you're going to want to do is set up a version for that to go ahead and get set up, prepared, and make your boss like you with a new version, okay? And you can use the alpha techniques as well as some of the time constraint and crazy question stuff to get into the Black Mirror techniques to get in good with your boss. But when we go through the whole shebang, I'm going to be talking more about the strings part of the Black Mirror technique to show you how to use that with your boss. All right, what I absolutely love about the no cleaver technique is it proves the theory wrong that you can't put someone in a hypnotic trance without their permission. It proves the theory wrong you can't make someone do something against their will under hypnosis. You would not believe how many emails from people I get saying, Taylor, you know, this is a bunch of crap. You can't covertly hypnotize someone. You can't make people do things against their will. Guess what, guys? They are totally freaking wrong. They are totally missing the boat. And it amazes me these people even attempt to call themselves professionals. And, you know, I guess maybe they just are closed-minded and haven't thought about, you know, different possibilities and different, you know, theories or whatever. But to me, and I've mentioned this before, nothing is paranormal to me. You know, if someone has a photographic memory, can look at a page in a book and look at the page for 2 seconds, repeat the whole page, well, then it's possible to do. You know, if someone can talk someone into doing anything instantly, it's possible to do. And for these people to think that it's impossible to put someone in trance or it's possible to make someone do something against their will in trance, it really blows my mind that they are that adamantly, you know, believe that. But something I've learned is people believe what they are told. It's that simple. And a lot of part of, you know, Black Ops, and something I should have mentioned in Iron Man pattern, if you tell everyone you're the shit, guess what? You're the shit. If you tell everyone you're a guru, then you're a guru. You know, it's that simple. It's really, the attitude is everything. Attitude truly is everything. But back to the no cleaver. So it is possible, guys. I'm about to show you how. It's more than possible. It's very easy. Obviously, if you use a Black Mirror before to go ahead and have them like you, to have them open up, that's important. It's not necessary, though. But using strings, in my opinion, is necessary. I lumped up strings with Black Mirror, but it also goes along with no cleaver, okay? Now, with the Black Mirror technique, use strings so you can have autopilot conversations, as we call it. You can have a conversation on total autopilot, not have to think about what you are talking about, right? Now, here's where it shifts into a no cleaver. When you are doing that and you start thinking about how to shift them to find out their passion, when you start thinking about how to shift them to find out more information, when you start thinking about how to shift them into doing exactly what you want to do, that's when the no cleaver starts taking place, okay? Now, like I told you, I'm going to do a quick walkthrough, and I'll let you know when we are getting into no cleaver territory. I'm going to do a quick walkthrough how I did this, and I did this personally with my boss, how I got a raise with my boss. First of all, did an Iron Man pattern, was full of confidence, not nervous at all. Secondly, I already knew my boss. I've already worked a version of myself for work, had been doing that for months, already had won him over completely. All right, my prep work was done. Little did he know I'd been working on this for a little while. He didn't even know it was happening. You see what I'm saying? A step ahead of the game, knowing your social dynamics, knowing your social situations and interactions. So I walk in, we sit down, you know, hey, what's up? Had a stupid question for him. So we start laughing and trying to figure out the stupid question. I start pulling strings, wrapping things around. Had a couple idea about my boss's passions, and I can give you a couple idea about your boss's passions. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you can find out someone's passion, doesn't mean what they're doing in their job. This guy's passion wasn't selling real estate. If you can find out someone's passion, though, if you can find out what they love more than anything else in the world, then you can use that to induce them into a trance very quickly because they are so emotional about it, okay? Now, his passion was making money, but I had to make sure. I thought that was it, but I had to make sure. So you tie strings and you find out what gets them more excited. Start pulling those strings. You're tying, finds out what gets more excited. How do you find out what gets him more excited? Easy. You're running on autopilot with your strings, so you have time to think, all right? If you're talking about airplanes, and he talks about how expensive they are, and you notice he talks about watches, how expensive they are, he starts talking about expenses a lot. So just go ahead and tie a string around expenses, all right? Then pull that up. So, you know, wow, what's the most expensive thing you've ever owned, you know? Start going back and forth. So we start talking. And it came back around to his passion, which was making money, all right? Now, since I'm on autopilot and my boss is talking to himself and doesn't know it, and since I have already, you know, changed the dynamics of our social situation because he is talking to a black mirror and I'm pulling strings and that's it, I have time to think. All right, so this guy, his passion is making money. It's not how he does it. He's a very honest man. He wasn't dealing drugs or anything. I'm just saying his passion, what he loves to do, is close the deal. Doesn't care about real estate. He just likes closing the deal and know he made a bunch of money. So let's talk about the passion. That's what I was doing, bringing up different ideas about passions, you know, adding strings to different things that would come up in the conversation about passions. And then what I decided to do, which you would need to do, is relate that to you, okay? Say, you know what, obviously we're still doing Black Mirror. Remember, you agreeing with him. You know, I'm with you. Hey, man, nothing better than closing that big deal. So check this out. The check this out is so important in any kind of Black Ops thing. Check this out means stop what you're freaking doing, look at me, and listen. And it works so damn well. Check this out with a little bit of a pause, okay? You know, I've been coming up with an idea. And you've had time to think about this because you're doing strings. Also, prep work, guys, for something this big, getting a raise doesn't hurt, okay? Doesn't hurt to have a little bit of prep work involved. You know, if you go and you've already found out the passion, or if you already know that the guy likes to make a lot of money, that is his passion, go ahead and have some ideas set up on how that relates to you, all right? In this situation, everything's going to be different. You're going to have to think on your own two feet. So for this situation, I started bringing up my attributions to the company, how I've come up with these ideas. You know, check this out. And one thing, all of you are internet savvy, right? A lot of bosses are not, which is really interesting because they're old school. And the kind of old school worker has busted his ass to get where he's at, right? So if you can apply, if you're wanting a raise, I'm going to stick with that because that's what we're talking about. If you can apply the internet to it, you know, hey, look, I had this idea with the internet. That's how I did with him. You know, I do a lot on the internet, and I kind of know enough to, you know, to where I think we can make some money. Bingo, trigger. He's getting excited. What you want to do is feed this guy while you're doing social proof tactics, explaining how you have these great ideas and talking about his passion. All right? Now, we're going to get away from strings now, and we're going to get into no cleaver. Told you I'd let you know, right? What the no cleaver is dropping someone into trance through normal conversation by talking about passionate points intensely with strong eye contact. Lean up in your chair, kind of sit down like you're getting excited. And I tell you, the cue points are so cool with this. And watch the intensity like just rise up five levels with cue points. In this situation, my cue point, which is just to make it more intense, was to get up and close the door. You know, I said, boss, hey, you mind if I close this door real quick so, you know, I can talk to you about this? Yeah, sure. Immediately. Your hairs are going to be rising. His are. You've got to be intense, too, for this to work correctly, okay? It's going to take a little bit of practice, but it's phenomenal when it's in action. I did this also with the rich jerk in the commercial real estate when I was selling him commercial real estate. And anyway, so get up, did this with him, close the door, sit down. Some shit's about to go down. Everybody knows it. All right, already getting kind of nervous feeling, you know, clammy a little bit. You can see him getting red in the forehead, you know, is everything cool? Then say, all right, so I want, you know, to talk to you about the stuff with me, you know, with these ideas I have with the internet to make money. You know, I'm just so glad that we're on the same page. And it's funny because I try to talk about this kind of stuff with other people at work. It's just totally above their head. You know, they can't even carry on a conversation. They're just all stuck in their mundane day-to-day lives or whatnot. And I'm not ragging. You always want to be the good guy. You know, I'm not ragging on these people. I love my fellow workers. It's just funny how much more focused I am. You can see what I'm doing here. I'm setting him up. Because I've had time to think about this because I've been pulling strings for the last 20 minutes, setting him up on why I am a badass, all right? Then, get off that subject. You want to mention it, get off of it. Go ahead and have yourself set up. He's going to agree with you. Then let him start talking. Let the intensity build. And here's where you drop into trance. I mentioned before, I believe I did on this CD, I might not have on this one. The most common natural hypnotic state is driver's trance, legally called driver's trance. And what that is when you're driving down the road, I'm sure you already know what it is. You've probably done it a billion times. You see the monotony of the road. You see the monotony of the lines flashing before you. Get the monotony of the car, the wind noise in the car. And you find yourself really tired and relaxed. Could just fall asleep. Feeling good. And then right when you stop the car to get gas, you're wide awake. All right? That is a natural state of trance. Now, another not so talked about state of trance is the conversational trance. If you've ever been in an intense conversation with someone, talking to them, and focus so much on them and the center features of their face that it starts blacking out around them. Have you ever talked to someone and been in a conversation that's quite intense, and their eye seems like it kind of disappears for a second? Your vision literally is slightly impaired for a minute. That is conversational trance. A no cleaver is taking the steps, using bending, finding out passions, boosting yourself, bringing it back around, thinking twice as quick as him, then going in for the kill by bringing intense conversations at a steady, steady level. Don't want to get real high and low. Steady level. Start saying, really, God, this is seriously amazing. You know, you're still pulling strings, people. That is very important because to make this, you're building the intensity by shutting the door, by sitting down, by leaning forward with your hands on your knees, like, my God, this is getting good. You're building the intensity. You're setting the stage. You're creating atmosphere. But you're still pulling strings because he's getting more intense. The second you start seeing an eye kind of block out for a second, vision, what we call vision splotches and blotches, that kind of thing. Once you start seeing that, getting a little bit hazy, he is seeing it as well. That is not just one way, okay? That is two way. That is an interaction you're having with him. At that moment, people, he is in a trance. You are too, but you know it. He does not. He's just thinking, oh, wow, man, this is, you know, I'm getting a buzz off of this. So most people think. He is in a trance. Let me tell you something. At that moment, when another human is in a trance, it is tough for them to say no. Just like it would be tough for you in that driver's trance if someone looked at you and said, give me a dollar real quick. You know, oh, God, yeah, here, you know. When you were in that state of mind, when you were in that kind of dreamlike state of a trance, it's a little bit tougher, especially when you've been rollercoastered all day long. You understand? You've already done social proof. You've already done alpha. You've already done control mechanisms. You've already talked about stuff he loves. You've already found his passion. You've already made him have a roller coaster of emotions up and down. You've already beat him down mentally. You've already outthought him mentally. You've already out-black opsed him mentally. So when you come down to this point where you're finally dropping a no cleaver on him, and he can't even see freaking straight, and then you say, you know, back real quick to me talking about all of the people here and how I really feel like I'm trying to further myself, further this company, which obviously furthers you. I was thinking, I think I really deserve a 10%, a 20%, a 50% raise. And simply because... And then followed up with something strong. You know, in my situation, I said, you know, boss, you know, after we're talking about this, I want to do this internet stuff. I want to do this. I have so many ideas. I have so many avenues. I have so many things going through my head on ways that I can make you more money, going back to his passion. You know, I have so many ways I can make you more money that seriously, I can hardly freaking sleep at night. You know, I mean, I feel like I work this job 24 hours a day. So, you know, I was thinking, I was actually talking to my wife, you know, I really think I'm worth a 25% raise. And when you do that, look at him. You're going to catch him off guard. He's already in a trance. He's already a little confused. Look at him and stare dead in his eyes and do not let up. Let that quote-unquote uncomfortable silence, when you use black ops, you have to be over uncomfortable silence. That needs to be a thing of the past, okay? Once again, practice it. Shopping centers, malls, Walmarts. Get used to uncomfortable silences. Use those to your advantage. And stare him dead in the eye. If you say anything after that, you're going to open a door for rejection. Do not say a freaking word. You were just looking at him dead center in the eye. Now, after that, he's going to come back with one of two answers. You know what, Taylor? I agree with you. I think you have a good point. I think you deserve a raise. You know, say he doesn't do 25, but, you know, 25 is tough. I think we'll do 15. You won. Either that or he's going to give you, you know, Taylor, you got a good point. Let me think about it. Guys, if you get that, that's okay. You are still in the running. You are still in control. Because think about this. Think about all these tactics we just went through. And you have all this in PDF format to study. Think about this. If you went into your office and said, boss, hey, I was thinking, can I get a raise, 25%? How easy is it for him to say, no, we just right now got a lot of company cuts. But I'm not going to go over every single thing we did because it would take another hour on the CD. But if you go through every step I just told you about, every single step, and you do all that, and he's on that type of emotional roller coaster, his head's screwed. He can't think straight. He's in freaking trance. So, after you've communicated this and done that, and if he does give you the second of the two answers, which is, you know, let me think on this, which is what I got, by the way, then what you want to do is say, hey, no problem. Look, I've got to meet someone anyway. Let me get back with you, okay? Break it. Boom. Right there, quick. All right, then get out, write up a second plan, don't wait too long, 30, 45 minutes, go back in and hammer him. Now, what's the second plan, Taylor? What was that? What you want to do is come up with a couple more reasons why, social proofing reasons, basically, a couple other things, a couple new ideas for the company, a couple other things. Just walk in and say, hey, look, take your time with this, you know, kind of cut up with them. Remember some strings from last time. Say, you know, you were talking about this. Pull another string, okay? Those strings, if you use mnemonics and you place them in your field of visions, you will not forget those, okay? Don't worry. They're going to be there for a little while. So pull a couple strings. You already have conversation openers simply, you know, scattered through your head. Pull a couple strings. Start it going. Bring up these new social proof tactics that show him why. And guys, social proof, if you skip the alpha CD, is showing him why you are an alpha, why you are an amazing person, that kind of thing. So, you know, with the internet stuff, with real estate, maybe have a whole new idea for a whole new plan. Just whip something up. It doesn't matter. You want to have something else to go in there with. Then get back on the passion thing for a little bit. Pull some strings on the passion thing and say, okay, so, you know, I hate to, you know, rush you, but I was wondering, so are we good to go on the raise? Sit there, wait for them to say it. Guys, 80% of the time, they're going to go for it. About 80%. It's not going to be 100. But guess what? If he doesn't, it's not over. You still have all this artillery. Just wait a week and go back in. But the point of the whole entire thing is, once again, the point of Black Ops, the reason this stuff works with insanely high success rates, the reason you can instantly change people's mind, excuse the siren, I'm in my loft apartment downtown, it gets a little noisy, but the reason this stuff works, people, is simply because you're outthinking, you're outsmarting, and you're out researching the dynamics of that social pattern, that social situation. You're going in knowing what's going to be happening 30 minutes from now in this conversation, 10 minutes from now, 20 minutes from now. You're not even having to think while you're talking, so you can think twice as much about it. You're plain and simple outsmarting your subject. Okay? That's the three majors, guys. Sorry, I hope it wasn't too intense for you, but it's great information. Feel free to go over it as much as you humanly possibly can. That's a lot of info to take in on one course, but it was something I definitely wanted to include, so I hope you enjoyed it. Let's see, guys. From here, I would recommend checking out the interview if you have not. And also, of course, the advanced course is fantastic. It's just a little bit more in depth, a little bit deeper, but it's good stuff. And of course, if you accidentally skip the alpha, and check it out. And for people who bought the regular edition and did not get the master's edition, if I'm confusing you by laying this stuff out, I'm actually going over everything in the course, the master's edition, and check your regular edition site, and you'll see a chance for the upgrade.